It's Thursday, July 11, 2024.
We have no way to keep our food cold.
Flooding, power outages, sweltering heat, hurricane barrel fallout still wreaking havoc across the U.S.
FEMA will now factor in the effects of future flooding for any federally funded construction project.
New flood risk standards will finally include climate impacts. Plus,
this bill is ridiculous. It is Congress at its worst.
And that is saying something. House Republicans tackle the real enemy, energy-saving appliances.
All of those enemies and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Is this the freedom and democracy that our country fought for? Arguing for kitchen appliances? Is this what your constituents are telling you? Because mine are telling me that they're terrified about the future of this country and about their families and their rights. And you're over here asking us to vote on a bill to protect the rights of dishwashers and refrigerators.
Well, with all due respect, Congresswoman Melanie Stansbury of New Mexico, the dishwashers and refrigerators are not going to protect themselves. This is your Green News Report.
Freedom of refrigerators and dignity for dishwashers. These are the real names of the bills that they're running this week. This ain't normal. This is insane.
Okay, Desi Doyen, the storm may be gone, but the pain lingers on.
Yes, sadly, the remnants of record-breaking Hurricane Beryl continue to wreak havoc as it moves across already waterlogged parts of the Midwest and Northeast U.S., underscoring how hurricane impacts extend far beyond coastal areas. As we go to air in the Houston region, officials say 10,000 line workers from around the country are working amid a sweltering heat wave to restore power to more than a million households still without electricity as heat indexes top 105 degrees. Mm. The lack of electricity and air conditioning, especially overnight, raises the risk of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Scientists at Italy's ClimaWorks have concluded that man-made climate change caused by fossil fuel pollution supercharged Hurricane Beryl's record-breaking run, making the storm's wind and rain up to 30% more intense. In the U.S., Beryl has also produced one of the largest hurricane-induced tornado outbreaks in U.S. history, including rare tornadoes in Pennsylvania and New York. As an extended extreme heat wave bakes the U.S., Washington Post reports that the heat has killed at least 28 people across the nation in just the past week, a likely undercount, and the death toll is rising. The Phoenix region is on pace to surpass last year's record heat-related death toll. And the extreme temperatures in western states have even grounded emergency medical helicopters.
It was more than 100 degrees in Oregon.
And a new analysis by nonprofit Inside Climate News finds that long-lasting heat waves and increasingly intense severe floods are undermining transportation and distribution systems across the Midwest, damaging vital roads, bridges, and rail lines with increasingly costly consequences for commuters and the supply chain. In late June, the Biden administration announced another $2 billion in infrastructure grants across the U.S. to upgrade transportation systems for climate resilience.
Sure, but who's speaking up for the refrigerators?
President Joe Biden this week also unveiled new federal standards for flood risk management. In a significant shift, FEMA will now be allowed to incorporate the impacts of climate change when making funding decisions after disasters to end the repetitive cycle of taxpayer funds going to rebuild the same vulnerable locations over and over.
And over again.
The new standards require all federal agencies to incorporate current and future flood risks for the structures the government funds, like schools, hospitals, police stations, and sewage treatment plants. President Obama originally ordered the revision, but it was revoked by President Trump, then reinstated by President Biden. However, the new standard is also now vulnerable to court challenge, thanks to recent rulings by the right-wing U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Republican-controlled U.S. House, the biggest issue is not Americans' health and safety during simultaneous deadly weather disasters, but blocking new Department of Energy efficiency standards for dishwashers and refrigerators.
Well, thank God.
The Republican House majority passed two new laws rolling back the new rules, even though they're supported by manufacturers and will save consumers on their energy bills. But the law will likely not pass in the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate.
Well, that's good for now.
Yeah, Republicans really want you to spend as much as possible on energy.
I guess they do. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
You're as cold.